Well, let's see now. I need to know a little bit more information about your background. Can you tell me about your boyhood and you know what it was like in your home? How many brothers and sisters you had?
I didn't have any brothers. I had two sisters, and they were both quite old. Well, one of them was 14, one of them was 11 years old than I was. So they was pretty well grown up when I was coming along. If I didn't have many, they was grown, and this fella said growing wearing shoes when I come along. So I didn't have I played with all the boys in the neighborhood then. Of course, there was some little girls along too, but we didn't have to do with girls then, you know.
What kind of sports did you participate in?
Well, we played all of them, but nothing in school.
Just
I didn't
for fun.
Just for fun and neighborhood. On, of course, the street wasn't paid, and we could play ball in the middle of the street. And we played kickball, kick a can, and everything like that. Get a game between them. Well, there was enough boys around the neighborhood where we could have a game, maybe two or three on each side, something like that. After we started going to school, it was mostly school. Of course, we played after school and on holidays and everything. We had five cows at that time. We had a backyard. We was allowed cows in the city then. So that was part of my job. It kept me kind of busy because my daddy could use a strap pretty good, and he didn't take no foolishness out. So I had to kind of, I towed the line.
Cows?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I delivered milk. Yeah, we had a milk route, a little milk route. We bottled the milk and carried it around the neighborhood there. Sell a little buttermilk. That was my part of my job, is keeping the cow lot cleaned up and looking after the cow, carrying them to the pasture, and going and getting them. I remember one time, the boys across the street had made them what we call a merry-go-round. They sank a post in the ground and put a 2x6, I believe it was, about 10, 12 foot long, on top of it with a spike in it. And we was riding it round and round. And I started to get the cows one night. Daddy come home to help them milk. I got to playing with that thing. I forgot about the cow until I saw him walk by the gate over there. And I said, yeah. Oh, man.
On this merry-go-round now, did this have seats on it?
No, just a board. Uh-huh. Just a long board, and we just got on each end of it. Pushed ourselves around. Just a homemade thing. So I tagged along behind him down there. He said, I'll see you after supper. Then you remind me. And I thought maybe I'd get out of it by reminding of it, but it didn't work. he was all business when it comes to something like that.
Did you have any other job you were responsible for?
That and milking and mm-hmm. canned milk. That was my job. Cleaning up the lot out and keep the fertilizer up and such as that.
I guess you walked to school.
Oh, yeah. Well, the school was just right. Till I moved here, I've always lived within a block of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And the school was just down there on McDonough Street. I went to, it tore down now, but the first three grades was in the old high school building. And then I went over here to Glenwood School, which was about three or four blocks from the home over there. Of course, from Marshall Street. Well, I believe we was living on Church Street when I went to fourth and fifth and sixth grade over Glenwood School. Mm-hmm. Then we come back over here in a junior high school then, which was in the old high school building, which they've tore down since then. And we went there, that was a junior high school. Then the north building was the main high school, which is north building now.